Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, we're back inside the Black and Gold Auction House. This segment sponsored by Mike's Beer Bar. Their fan beer of the month is out. Hitchhiker Brewing's Bane of Existence supports breakthrough T1D for type 1 diabetes research. All right, three topical Steelers auction items today that we will be bidding on, beginning with Chris Boswell field goals made in 2025. Chris Boswell field goals made in the 2025 season. Mm-hmm. I will start with one.
Two.
Ten.
Five. 12.
15.
18.
20.
30.
31.
34.
35.
35 field goals, Chris Boswell. 2025 season to Don Football. Going once. Going twice. Sold, you bought him.
He's only made over 35 once in his career, or twice in his career.
Last year was one of the two.
And the other time he made 36. That got, I was glad I was checking his career stats on the fly.
I did not have them up. I do not agree with Anthony in Oakland that we would be okay with Ben Sulls. Although all we heard about at Pitt last year was how Ben Sulls was definitely an NFL kicker.
He looked pretty good in that preseason game.
I mean, I think he'll be fine, but the Steelers have the best in the game.
Do you think Ben Sulls will make field goals in the NFL this season for someone?
Who's got a crappy kicker right now?
I mean,
the Ravens
are
looking
for
one. Yeah,
why not? He wouldn't rule it out.
Didn't the Ravens just draft a new one?
Yeah, he went 1-for-2 against Indy on Thursday night. All right, Cam Hayward sacks this season. I will go one.
1.5.
2.
3.
3.5.
4.
4.5.
5.
7.
7.5.
8.
8 sacks, Cam Hayward to Mulsey. A pro labor union man. Mm. Going once. Going twice. So what do you bought him?
Tough number.
That's your first thing.
No, I mean,
tough number to get a win.
I think I can easily get a push. I think it might be right on the number. I mean, he's been over it.
You
don't
right?
like your number.
No, I don't hate it. I wanted 7.5. I think I should have. Did I lead with 7 and you got in at 7.5? I think my mistake there was I should have gone right to 7.5. Because I don't think you would have gone 8.
You're probably right about that.
Yeah, that was just a tactical error. Just like the error I had when I didn't understand the taxi squad in my fantasy football league and dumped a bunch of players I didn't have to today.
That Aaron Rodgers passing touchdowns 2025. Holy moly, is this going to be a fun one. Aaron Rodgers tutties. I will go one.
Two.
Three.
Five.
Six.
Eight.
Nine.
Ten.
11.
15.
16.
17.
18.
20.
21.
22.
23.
24.
24 Aaron Rodgers touchdowns to Don Football. I'll go 25.
Man, that great quarterback Mason Rudolph, who might be better than him, must be stapled to the bench in this
25
hypothetical.
25 touchdowns to A-Rod, AR-12, to moi. Going once?
26.
Damn.
Wow. Wow. God dang. Boys are getting the bidding going here. 26 right now.
26 to Donnie. Going once. Going twice. Sold you, bottom.
Man. Pony, not any exposure on today's auction.
I was thinking about going one more, even though I didn't want it, but I don't think Donnie goes 28.
You didn't want to be stuck holding that proverbial.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Go back.
Yep.
I would not have gone 28.
Yep.
You guys,
I was right there.
That was a little game of chicken, boys. I didn't want to get in the way of that one.
I didn't want him to steal him. So
oh,
I just,
you bought him.
I walked him right up to that edge there, which is what should happen in a good auction.
Man.
By the way, Malzi,
27 touchdowns, I think, on paper feels like it would be a good year for him, almost independent of the interception numbers, because you know he's not going to throw a ton of them.
Let's look at his FanDuel over-under. What do you guys think it is?
I know it's surprisingly low.
I bet you it's like 24.5.
I think it's like 23.5, and I also think his yardage is low. Like
his yardage
they're
was
almost
crazy
counting
low.
On injuries.
His yardage is only 3,300.
Yeah, Donnie and I think a day you were off might have gotten into that like weeks ago, and we were both like scratching our heads.
Touchdowns for him, 22.5. Whew. Juice to the under. Mm-hmm. Better odds on the over. All right.
Vegas doesn't win every one of them.
Malzi, do you still agree with the idea that a guy is entitled to hold out into the season? Because I remember we debated that once. Like, if Hayward took this thing into the regular season like he threatened to do, would you be okay with that? Like, would you be on his side at that point?
I mean, a guy, I think, is generally speaking, within his rights to do whatever he thinks he's got to do to get a new deal. I guess it would be a tough look again for him a little bit from the standpoint.
You don't give a damn about optics. Just on the moral Mulsey scale, would that be a good move or bad move in your opinion?
For him?
Like how you would view it. Like, would you say?
Would probably not be a great move because most of he did get most of what he was supposed to get this year up front. Like, they're not coming clawing back, presumably, for that bonus.
Why not?
If they are, then I think he shows up.
If he's missing games, of course they're going to want the money back.
If we're clawing money back, then, I mean, at that point, I do think, yeah, you're hustling backwards if you're him. Your whole thing was you wanted to play for more money this year, and then you'd be giving back money with almost no chance. At that point, the team ain't renegotiating bleep. We know they don't do it in season.
Yeah.
So at that point, I would say bad tactical move. I would advise, if he were my client, I'd say, man, this sucks. They never blinked. We thought they were going to blink. Go out there and play because they're going to start, they're going to, you know, do the, we want some of that money back.
Donnie, you've been on his side here, even though you've said today and you tweeted as much that you think that Hayward has, you know, had some missteps here for sure. If he held out into the season, would you start to get pissed off at him?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I already think some of the comments he made have me, like, working to the other side. Not that I'm there. I mean, I still think that he deserves a raise.
Yep.
But I almost think it would have been better for him to go the Boswell route and not even address it better than what he
Well, I
did
think this furthermore, this, though, gives more credence to Pony's thought that the Steelers leaked both of these because they're ticked off about it. Because it seems from how Cam talked about it yesterday, it does not feel like he wanted it out there. He sounded somewhat reluctant to be doing all that. Like, there was a pain tone there of a guy who wants more money but does not want to be litigating it publicly.
I will say this, too, and I think it was Chris Carter that put it out there because I have had some of the same feelings. I think saying that it is a huge distraction is a little bit inaccurate. Because if it was, we would have already known about this. We would have known before the Schefter thing ever came out. It was such a distraction that nobody even knew it was actually happening.
Yeah, it didn't affect their training camp at all until the day that this news got out. So,
and
like,
they
to
got,
say,
what, two-thirds of the way through
yeah,
camp.
To say that this was something that, like, hung over them at practice is ridiculous. You're right, because media members couldn't even tell that Hayward was doing some active protest while he was there.
And I don't blame them for that because
he's so good and so veteran and so established that you would think, why would you need the guy of all the people there who needs the least work? Probably he and Watt.
And he was interacting with players, teammates, right, and coaches like nothing was wrong. So, like, at least when he would go out in the practice fields, he wasn't like...
No, it feels like the Steelers with a hardball move.
He wasn't ostracized. Like, he wasn't, like, off on his own because he was, you know, ticked off and wanted to be in his own bubble.
Go
like,
back to the
Schefter
actual tweet. I felt like it was also more sounded like the team's perspective. Hey, this guy is quietly, by the way, he doesn't want you to know, but this guy is quietly unhappy about his contract. Run with that one, Adam.
Could be a hell of an opportunity for Y.A. Black and Izzy Loudermilk, that's for sure.
Oh, we know what Loudermilk is. So do they.
That's Jeff said he was the star of minicamp, Malzi. He was the minicamp MVP.
Loudermilk?
Yeah.
What do you get from minicamp MVP? Kind of a trophy does that look like? Football, a guy
gift
playing
card
football,
to Chili's.
Guy playing football wearing shorts I'd and love a gift that. Card to gift card to the Cheesecake Factory. Heard Broderick Jones was pretty strong out there today. Farabaugh singing his praises.
How about that, Malzi? Your guy.
I mean, I'm cautiously optimistic here. He's going to be the new Anthony Munoz.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.